even though Triple Crown hopeful I'll Have Another has been scratched from the Belmont because of tendonitis. The stands of Belmont Park on Long Island will still be packed with elegantly dressed horse owners and their families wearing fancy hats and sipping a drink called the Belmont Breeze. Behind the track, among the barns, are a less visible contingent of immigrant workers who keep these owners' valuable horses running. WNYC's Stephen Nesson has this look at life on the backstretch.
Behind the mile-and-a-half oval that is Belmont Racetrack are acres of land known as the backstretch. There, 900 workers care for the valuable thoroughbreds. Many are Latin American immigrants who start their day around 4:30 in the morning, cleaning the stables, grooming, and keeping the horses fit. Raul Ruiz is at the top of the food chain. As a horse trainer, he makes about $800 a week.
Exercising horses, you have to ride them and take them. It's like a workout. You know, you're almost like their personal trainer. You got to slow them down when they want to go too fast. You got to push them when they don't want to go.
Like many here, the stout 38-year-old from Mexico City has worked with horses since he was a child. He's been at Belmont for 20 years now and met his wife working at the track. Unlike many itinerant backstretch workers, Ruiz has been able to put down roots here. He lives in nearby Elmont. He has a 2-year-old son and drops him off at a daycare center on the grounds. But several hundred single workers live in the free dorms inside Belmont. The low-slung clapboard structures built around the 1930s and 50s are often attached to the barns. Workers complain about bed bugs, cockroaches, and rats.
Yes, a lot of bugs, a lot of rats.
Boots dry on window ledges and mountain bikes lean against the faded buildings as the pungent smells of manure and fresh straw fill the air. No cooking is allowed, so many workers eat at a cafeteria on site or a bodega across the street.
People have this image of the racetrack full of multimillionaires training horses, and they're not.
Donna Chenkin is the executive director of Anna House, the child care facility at Belmont.
A lot of these people are very middle income or low income, struggling to get by, but it's all about the love of horses.
In addition to child care, there's a track-funded health clinic, an on-site counseling center for substance abuse problems, and a chaplain who provides furniture and other resources for workers. Jim Gallagher is the executive director of New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association and says backstretch workers are the backbone of the industry. He acknowledges the accommodations at Belmont need to be improved.
It's really one of the front burner type issues is that they want to be able to build college style like dormitories. There would be amenities in close proximity to these dormitories, and it would create a little bit more of a feeling of community for these folks on the backstretch.
Gallagher says the Aqueduct Racino, which opened in October 2011, is operated by the New York Racing Association and is bringing in new revenue streams that he hopes can be used to improve facilities and the quality of life for workers at Belmont. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
To see Stephen's pictures, check out our website, wnyc.org.